Hi, this is Marian Samuel from the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse in Antigua. Every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m., we interview a guest about real-life issues from the Caribbean. Welcome to Lighthouse Conversations, a time to explore the issues surrounding your everyday existence. Your family, your community, your environment, your health and safety habits, your lifestyle, both physically and spiritually, will all be discussed here on Lighthouse Conversations. Let's get started and see just what we can learn to better your life. And welcome back to part two of our conversation with Mr. Trevor Isaac, known to many as BTOP. I am your host, Marian Samuel, and we are having a conversation on staying healthy by using natural remedies. And we will pick up where we left off last week.
A couple of things that's hampering the whole society presently now. A lot of people having a kidney issue. Reason why? They're not cleaning, not drinking enough water, and they're not cleaning. Your body is about 65% water. And most people are not even drinking 5 or 10% of water. Everybody's going for juice, the synthetic juice. At times, you can do cleaning to the kidney, because the kidney and the bladder will basically be hand in hand, require the same or similar type of herbal remedies. Okay, so let's say you're having gallstone or you're having kidney stone. There's natural herb that you can use. And you would use it every day and it gradually shrink the stones, granulate the stones for you. However, if they get so severe you want to move them urgently within a day or two, you start to get the result instead of waiting for 2-3 weeks down the line in order to get that simple result that you're looking for. There's different ways. There's formulas that they can formulate for you. I will put you in a particular diet for a day within a 12-hour span. I will give you a particular juice to drink. And then at about 7 in the evening, I start the regimen from 6 with you. And then at 7 in the evening, I'll give you something to drink. And the next day, I will let you sleep on a particular side of the body. So we're all working with formulas and techniques and procedures in order to help remove the stone without you having to feel a lot of pain. Okay, especially for men with a smaller urinary tract. To move gallstones or kidney stone requires a bit of the technique that I normally use, and it works. So I break down the stones into little brown sugar, and you see that you pass in the morning. So you urinate in the morning, first thing you use it in a clear container, and you will see the stones come out. But in how you would treat those organs now, the blood or the kidney, all right, it's very simple. The same alfalfa that I was telling you about, barberry, golden seal, dandelion, parsley, earth eva, uversavi, as some people call it. That's another herb. That's corn silk, the same corn that you eat the corn here, as most people call it, you know. So these are some of the things. Like cramp bark, we can also use. This would also help. And some of our favorite we have at home, turmeric, garlic, ginger, parsley again, we have those at home. You know, and these are things that they can do. What I get in a study, I realize in China, most of the ladies, they drink jasmine tea. That's why they're looking so young. They diet a lot on jasmine tea. Or they will draw the tea, throw it in a water container, and they will drink that jewel the day. You know, they don't add any sugar to it, and they will have it at room temperature. So these are some of the techniques that you can use, and you'll get a more effective result. Because coldness to the body sees a lot of things in the body. As cold things, it sees fermentation, it sees the agility, it makes you slow down the process. Warm things will speed up process, and it's a lot better for the body. So cold things are not good for the body. Ice is no to the body. However, we still do it because we love ice cream. But what do? After we do all of this? We got to go right back to the herbal remedies for cleansing, okay? So I was touching a bit on the kidney and gallstone. I just drift a little in order to people have an idea of what you do can affect the organs. Okay, and if you do bad eating, what do you need to do after? So some of these remedies are what you need to do, because the bad eating will affect your kidney, will affect your bladder, will affect your heart, lungs, your respiratory system, heart, digestive system, your large and small intestine. Okay, so you always need to find ways in order to clean them. Okay, another thing I want to touch on, Sister Marion, if I may do.
Mm-hmm, yes, go ahead.
Yes. A lot of people I know out there basically having a lot of problems presently now. A sore throat problem, there's a flu going around. What do I need to do? You need to intake more vitamins. You need to intake a lot of vitamin C, the same vitamin B12, a lot of zinc, a lot of iron, because you need to build your blood. You need to build your white blood cells. So turmeric is a big one. Turmeric has in the curcumin. It also garlic, parsley, thyme, ginger, cayenne pepper. All these will work for you. And there's appendix, is part of the large intestine on the right corner of your navel. What is the appendix for? Most people will say they don't know. It was like a relief valve for gas, for pressure, to regulate the large intestine. Most people don't know what it's there for. You understand? But mm-hmm. That's the reason why it's there. So when you lift something heavy, if you put a strain on your stomach, that will automatically bear the strain. So it works like a pressure valve. However, sometimes that will, because you overlift, in some persons will do that, it automatically strain that appendix, that they will tell you have appendix, you got to cut it. You know, because you lift too much, you overlift, so it's overworked, and then it comes, we start to press on your abdominals and push out through your large intestines, start pushing through your abdominals. And that's where you get a hernia or also appendix. Mm-hmm. And that's what would be the reason why the doctor would say something to you when you got to move it, and it's overlifted.
Sorry there. Yeah. As you were speaking about the flu or the cold that's going around for children, because I know you also talk about, you know, some of the things that you have is also for children as well.
Yeah.
But right now, how would you encourage parents with small children who are just coming down with it could be the common flu or...
Flu, yeah.
You know, but mm-hmm. how would you encourage parents right now to see to it or take care of the children?
Mm-hmm. Yes, what I would encourage parents to do presently, make sure their kids do a lot of room temperature. Have their herbal tea in the morning. If you got honey, use honey, or try to encourage the kids going back to school or even to work or at home or the daycare to basically, especially for like a baby, maybe 1 year old or 1 year to 5 year old, you know, the cayenne pepper is a little strong for them to take. Mm-hmm. So you basically want to do something that is a little bit milder and soothing for the flu. So there's peppermint that you could use. So you could give them peppermint tea. You could give them a clove tea. These are sage tea, thyme tea, you know, alfalfa, dandelion, ginger. These are teas that they can use for the flu.
Should they put sugar in? Since they're children, no sugar?
No, you can put a bit of honey. I wouldn't encourage anyone to use sugar. However, if it's sugar that you have, and you got to use it, well, so be it. But I encourage you to do honey. Or if you get the blackstrap molasses, because that's also high in iron. So that's the blood builder right there with the blackstrap molasses. Or if you have honey, it's always just good to put just a little small teaspoon to 5 ounces of water with tea. And as warm as you can consume it, and then that's okay. It doesn't have to be sweet, sweet. But once it's demi-sec, mean like brackish then. So it just has a taste of sweetness. It's like if you eat a... I don't want to say mango. Mango is a little sweet. Some pineapples are very sweet. So it's like you're eating a grape or you're doing a watermelon. The amount of sugar in that watermelon can correspond or similar to the way you'd make the tea.
Hmm.
Okay, so ginger, drink a lot of turmeric tea, do a lot of garlic tea, do a lot of peppermint tea, catsup, dandelion tea, cinnamon tea. Also, these are all teas that you can do, encourage, that will help to fight the flu. However, some people have it so severe in terms of some of these remedies don't work. So you'd have to do strong, like you put apple cider vinegar, cayenne pepper, turmeric, clove, ginger, the same parsley, because this will have to build your white blood cells. What happens is for you to build your immune system. Once you build the white blood cells up, it helps to fight an infection in the body. You need a white blood cell to fight that infection. So these are some of the things that you would do or you should do in order to fight an infection. I do sell products similar to what I'm just explaining, you know, but for some persons, if you want to do your own thing at home, those will be the first thing that you make sure that you have. Always make sure you have the turmeric, the garlic, ginger, parsley, and you could do your own remedy at home. Okay, you could infuse it or you could put it on the stove, put all these ingredients together in a pot, and then you turn, then you let the stove, when it comes to a boiling point, then you turn the stove off after 3 to 5 minutes, let it steep, and then you strain it, and then you drink, you can do 5 ounces daily before you leave home. You understand? And this will also help. You know, you see the big significant difference. If you have a sinus problem, it will help to clear mucus from the body also. So we have mucus built up. You can help to clear some of these mucus from the body. And that would be a good way to start to help combating the flu presently now. The strain seems to be a little more different now, which is going to be more severe than the first strain that we got. So it will be always good for you to be supplementing the body. Try to get a lot of sunlight. If you have to go to the beach, do a lot of the ocean, take your vitamins, so if you have a lot of fresh fruits at home, and try to minimize the amount of sweet that you consume, because sweetness basically works as a bacteria agent. Mm-hmm. Okay, helps to promote bacteria in the body and infection. So you have to minimize the amount of sugar that we consume. That will also make a big difference. Okay, mm-hmm. So that would be a good way for you to combat the flu that is going around. I will touch on, when we reach that part, I will touch on all what we sell and the remedies and mm-hmm. what they're all for and how good they are to the body.
Welcome to Lighthouse Conversation. If you are just joining us, the voice you are hearing is that of Mr. Trevor Isaac, known to us here in Antigua as Baytop. You were speaking on the kidney and bladder problems that is affecting many at the moment. So I will let you continue.
As I was saying, for kidney and bladder problem, okay, even a stone issue. Yeah, I was saying about alfalfa, burdock root, parsley, dandelion, turmeric, garlic, ginger. The same concept that a lot of people like to eat the corn, the hair can also be used and drink as a tea and drink it. So these are some of the products, some of the remedies, the herbal remedies that will help to heal the kidney and the bladder issues. And a lot of people have been having a kidney issue because of the kind of food that they're eating. They're not intaking a lot of water, and they're not doing any cleansing to the kidney. To keep them healthy, these are some of the remedies that you herbal remedies that you need. So dandelion, parsley, golden seal, you know, horsetail. Horsetail is what we'll call man better man.
Oh.
So when persons see that word horsetail, it is the man better man, the thing with the lungs, thing that the coffee in it.
Yes.
That is it. We call it man better man.
Uh-huh.
But that's what it is. Yes. And it's also in the sarsaparilla drink too. A lot of the Chinese are harvesting it from here and taking it away. You know, that's what they're doing because it's very, 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 very potent. We have it right here. We have it basically throughout the Caribbean, where most people take it for granted. And all these are good remedies that you can use to help to cheat and clean the kidney and also your bladder.
How would you use the man better man?
Yeah, you dry just like, just for instance, tea? You do a tea bag. You make a
uh-huh.
tea. You get just the same amount, just about 3 ounces of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you dry to 5-7 ounces of water. And you drink. You can drink it on its own or you can make a formula with it. So you can do the man better man. You can do the La Lavintan. That is the one that goes along with, like a stalk with some little round spiky ball on it.
Mm.
That's La Lavintan. So that and Jamaican, we say Cersei, we will say maiden blush here.
Mm.
And the maiden blush. And those three, you can just, it's bitter, but it works. Because most bitter products or most bitter remedies or herbal remedies normally is cleaning agent for healthy organs, especially for that liver and the kidney. And also your lungs. So those will be the perfect remedies, some of the perfect remedies that you can also help to use to relieve a symptom from these organs that are affecting you, basically because they're contaminated or infected. I've touched on the kidney, and a lot of people have been having skin problems because they're exposed to a lot of the atmosphere, a lot of dust, a lot where they work, the environment. You know, so a lot of people working in dust, working in people doing sign and mat, and the matkin, mechanic, are doing a lot of soldering or welding. And, you know, some of these persons are not doing any cleansing. So here we go, Allah, the aloe vera, Allahs, we say Allahs locally, you know. Those are good stuff. Jamaican, we say Sinker Bible. So I'm trying to, you know, so some people can understand. Because some, you know, tell them what is Allah, they don't know. And you point at it, and they say that's then they call it a different name. Mm-hmm. Sing the Bible. They don't call it by alo. Or some persons from different geographical location or ethnic groups will call what we call a different name. So sometimes when you're talking about a plant and you ask them the name, they will tell you one name to compare to what you know it as.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. So for instance, if you have a skin problem where you need mineral silicon and put out a high in sulfur. You know, so these are good skin relief agent that you can use in terms of herbal remedies. So you do like, see, dandelion comes again. The aloe vera is what you can ingest, and you can also rub it on the skin externally. So you can use it internally and externally with the aloe. Okay, and you have like barberry, black walnut, golden seal. So these are different things, sage, thyme. These are some of the things, kelp. So these are things that you can help to ingest to help with a skin problem. So I'm giving you loads of different things, and these are all natural, and these are just natural knowledge that I have. So these are products that I work with actually every day. I don't really work on a Sunday, but at Sunday, if someone has need something, I will assist too, you know. So it's a similar, same thing on a Saturday, for Sabbath, and a Sabbath, and a Saturday. And then I'm a neighbor for a long, you know, I need assistance. I'm not going to help him or her. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I will make exceptions to assist also, you know. I know we have a lot of post persons with sore throat, you know, because that's going around present, you know. So I have remedies for sore throat, you know. You can do your own thing at home, or I can provide the remedy. So like licorice, barberry, golden seal. And the reason why I'm calling most of these symptoms that affect the body, if you notice, a couple of products that I'm repeatedly calling in some of these remedies, because they are that potent. They have most of the minerals and the vitamins that the body really requires. So if you notice, I'm talking about golden seal, parsley, alfalfa,
right.
Dandelion. They've been mentioned, and comfrey has been mentioned in so many different times. So for the listening public, if you get these remedies, you have them at home, you formulate it, you have it, and you drink it as a tea, and you will see the long run, it will make a difference. Okay? So it's not just because, okay, I wait until I get the flu. And no, you don't have to wait until the car run out of oil to throw oil in it. I guess you change the oil before you run out. So you change the oil and put in fresh oil before you run out. Because if it runs out, then the car, you'd have to get a new engine. I guess you'd have to get a new car. It's the same way we should treat our body. Just as how we treat a vehicle or how we treat our material things, which really doesn't really matter, you know. But life really matters. That's what really counts. So how you deal with your personal life, and help, if you can help others to be better too, health-wise, is what count.
What four herbs would you encourage the listener to plant and have access to in their yard?
Dandelion, parsley, sage, okay? I'm going to call more than four herbs. Garlic, ginger, turmeric. Those herbs would be the best set of herbs to plant, because these herbs basically is an everyday we basically need these. It's just like our body does not store, okay, say for instance, vitamin C. We can get good vitamin D from the sun, or we can get it from the kelp. So these are some of the herbs that we really need to plant. And these will have most of the minerals and the vitamins that we do need. Okay, so these will be the best plants to plant. So rosemary, parsley, ginger, turmeric, dandelion, you know. So those will be the better herbs to plant, especially dandelion, because dandelion and hyssop also, those are blood purifiers. So once you have once your blood is clean, that means you will have your neurotransmitting nerve will work a lot better. So signals, sense of place, sense of taste, sense of feeling, you know, all these will make, in the longer run, will make a big difference. Okay? So you can automatically assist yourself by doing a little backyard gardening. So that I can tell you what products that I sell.
Right.
Well, what I do whole colonoscopy on the body itself, my products. So I do parasitic cleanse. I'm going to say all what I do, and then I can give a little rundown on particular products, how they work, what they're for, really.
Okay.
So I do a parasitic cleanse. I do colon cleanse. I do organ cleansers. I do blood purifier. I also have its honey, real 100% natural honey, straight from the beehive to the bottle. I do also coconut oil, which is natural cold-pressed coconut oil that I make, so it's nothing from the supermarket or the stores. Okay, I also do, if I have a simple cold or flu, I do that. I do blood purifier. I do sarsaparilla. I do something for hair loss. If you have a hair loss, if you want to do hair growth for dandruff, I do crab oil also. I do marijuana oil. I do castor oil. Okay, I also have something that will have to boost the immune system for both male and female. Okay, so I have something that will have to dilate the blood. So let me use the word dilation. Okay, so we have a better idea of what I'm talking about. So for instance, incompetency, I also make products for that too, and very effective. They work. And I do the bathtub drink, which is name of the business, but it's also a name of a drink. All right? And I also do something called fibroid cysts. Those are herbs that I have formulated. I have herb for hypertension. I also have herb for if you have cancer, a tumor, or mass in the blood. The doctor will use those scientific words. It's just a straight word to say cancer. Okay? So I do herb for all those two. And I also do herb for sugar, which is a big problem presently right now, diabetes. And that's coming because of how people are eating and people are cleansing. And that's one of the big issues. So I have all these different herbs. And I have herbs which have for bladder infection. So these are all the herbs I have at home. So if someone comes with a bladder infection problem, or maybe they have a problem of water retainment or constipation, so I will have remedies for actually anything to do with the human body as much as possible. So if you have arterial sclerosis, which is a heart issue, I have things for that. With a high cholesterol problem in the arteries, building up in the artery wall, I do things for that. So if you're asthmatic, I also have remedies for people who are asthmatic, and I have different formulas. So you can come to me and ask me for something to strengthen the body. Just use that word. I need something to speed up my metabolism. I can give you four different formulas. I can give you a formula this way one day, a different formula that way another day. That's the difference with herbal remedies. You can always add, take out, you know, and it doesn't affect the body. You understand? So you can always diagnose yourself. So it's not like you take and the good thing with the herbal remedies that I do, if I tell you to take 5 ounces of a particular product and you decide to take 30 ounces all at once, just join a reference, you don't have to go to the hospital. You don't have side effects. You just pass it out by either defecation or by urination. And that's all it is. So it's like you have to go to the doctor because heart palpitation, artery clogs up, breathing issue, cramps, can't move right hand, can't move right foot, can't twist neck, you know, you won't have to worry about all of that. And that's the good thing about herbal remedies. And also, I do things if you have yeast infection for the female, and I have womb cleanser also. So it's not all for men, it's for both men and women. And I think for babies, granny, grandpa. So these are all different things that I do. So I have also noni that I extract. I have herb and drink that I infuse that I make from poisonous plant. But I get it that the human body can consume it. It's a procedure that I use because, for instance, let's say we're dealing with honeybee. Honeybee pollinate all the different plants that bloom, that grow flowers. Poisonous plant, non-poisonous. How do we get to use the poisonous plant? Because the bee pollinate the plant, makes honey with it, takes the pollen, make honey, and the human being can consume the honey and we're okay. Okay? So that's part of nature. I'm showing you how things work. So some plants is not for us to use directly. It's for us to use indirectly in a form of just, I make a reference, with the honeybee, okay? So they all have their purposes. So for instance, a wormer is to kill parasites. That's what it's for. So let's say if I want to do, for instance, do Sister Mary and Sister Samuel,
mm-hmm.
you come over to Baytop, I would like to do a full cleansing to the body. I will ask the questions first, and if you want to check your blood pressure and your blood sugar, I also do that. But if you want me to look and tell you if your cholesterol is high, your blood count is low, I can physically do a little bit of iodology, not much of it, you know, because that's the word, but iodology don't really mean into other scientific and witchcraft and all these things that some people are perceiving what herbalists do is a part of that. I'm not into any science, anything
mm-hmm.
or of that sort, okay? Some of the chemistry I use goes into science in terms of formulating things, but they're natural.
Mm-hmm.
They're God-given talent, so I don't do anything to do anything different but to heal the body, okay? That's as natural as it comes. So I want to pass on the information because I know some folks will ask questions also if you do sorcery and all these things. No, I don't.
No, he doesn't.
No. No. People ask questions because sometimes people come to me with questions, want to do other things, and I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm into herbal stuff. Some people say bush doctor, so mm-hmm. they take it to a different level. I'm not mm-hmm. a witch doctor. I'm a herbal doctor, yes. So I want to make sure parts are clear to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't be the right person to come to for all these situations. Some people want to come to me for. What I recommend that they do is to see God.
Yes.
And he has the answer. No man has the answer beside God. And what door he open, no man can close. And what door he close, no man open.
Yes.
So we want to get a part. And God should be first in everyone's life.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see a big difference. And the guidance from God will lead you the way. Once you have it in your heart, the Lord knows if you're serious or if you're joking. So you have to be straight. So mm-hmm. it's the same thing with my products. Get inspiration from God, pass it on through my grandmother and through the knowledge that I have. And over the years, I study and I learn, I observe, and I do a lot of testing. So it's not an overnight thing that I just pop up with. I see a guy down the road making Johnny cakes, and I want to try and make Johnny cakes and then open a business. And I don't know how the guy makes a Johnny cake, what the results he gets. No, it's nothing like that. It's totally different. So the experience is there, but having experience doesn't necessarily mean that you're doing the right thing. Experience means when you're experiencing something and you're doing the right thing, then you can move forward, because we are so accustomed to be doing some of the things wrong, you know, and with the wrong become a right. No, I'm not in that concept or that sort of field at all, okay? Yeah, and based on customer feedback and customer results is what brought me to be in this business. And I have a lot of repeating customers. So hundreds of customers that I got. But mm-hmm. that's beside the point. It's results what makes a difference for me.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get the results, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. It's not free to come and spend the money and you don't get any results. It doesn't work for me. But as I was saying, Sister Mary, you come to me and then you say, oh, better by feeling bloated. And I will look at you and say, probably you need, when last you do a cleansing? And I can look at you and tell you, when the last time you did a cleanse, a very long time, I can tell you if you have a sugar issue, if you have a parasite issue, but if you have a sugar issue or pressure issue, you'll physically have to check it. And I can look in your eyes and say, well, your pressure or your sugar look very high now. Your cholesterol is high. But then to be precise in terms of giving an exact statistic, I will do a test on it. And then that will make the customer more comfortable when you see a physical evidence in front of you. Okay, so for instance, you come over, you are feeling bloated, I'll do a parasitic cleansing to you, which is a wormer. Worms contribute to epilepsy, seizures, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. So not a lot of the listening public is going to be very surprised now. And these are some of the things that will cause someone to end up with epilepsy, especially Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. These are some of the things that are hampering the general public presence, you know, our community or society, either which way, from different parts of the world, because they're not killing parasites from the body.
We will pick up right at this point next week. So join us for the final episode with Mr. Trevor Isaac, better known as Beta. Thanks for listening in on our conversation. We trust that it was beneficial to you as you continue to develop a more meaningful life. Do you have a topic or a guest you would like us to have a conversation with for a future episode on Lighthouse Conversations? We would love to hear your suggestions. Send us a mail at Caribbean Radio Lighthouse, P.O. Box 1057, St. John's, Antigua, or Lighthouse, bimi@gmail.com or give us a call at area code 268-462-1454 or send us a message via WhatsApp or text at area code 268-782-1454. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can hear Lighthouse Conversations Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. on the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. If you're in Antigua, you can listen at 92.3 MHz FM. If you're in the Caribbean, you can listen at 1160 kHz AM or listen online at www.radiolighthouse.org from anywhere in the world. Or you can subscribe to this podcast. Looking forward to having you join us next time. Bye-bye.